Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I'm really excited about this show because I got to tell you, we have come a long way, baby. Since the first time that I started to talk about CBD when I was in the middle of my own crisis, healing crisis, which started in 2004 in conventional blah, 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 couldn't really get at it. They couldn't quite get at it. And living in one of the most forward places, I think, in the country, the Pacific Northwest, Seattle in particular, the home of Bastyr University. So the good news is I didn't get sick in Jersey. So that's like the good news, like where I lived. Like I didn't get sick there. I came out here, was here for a bit, went to school in California. But in 2004, I experienced what many of you experience, and that is, and I don't really know how to explain it, except that one day you seem like you're at the top of your game and the next day you're not. Now, truly, that's not the way it works. I found that out. But when you've gotten every test on the planet, when you have a child that has been perhaps diagnosed with autism, when you have a family member that has done everything that you could possibly imagine, if you live where I live, you are at the doorstep of so many healing modalities. Natural medicine is ancient. It was the only way. It is not new. It is renewed. And if you're lucky like me, you bump in, thanks to the angel lady, to a woman named Dr. Nusheen Darvish. Everybody, drdarvish.com. And you get to work with somebody that understands about body, health, mind, and spirit. Now, fast forward to where we are, and let me introduce you to Carrie Connor and Cheryl Cryer, right? This right here, we're going to hold it up.
I love the cover.
I love the cover. CBD for your health, mind, and spirit. And so the reason we do these shows, and many of you have emailed me about why am I doing so many shows about CBD, THC, how can I do shows? This is the email I get. Pat, how is it you do shows like this and talk about this when you've been clean and sober for over 40 years? Well, let's just get real. This show is about healing. This show is not about the myth that everybody got out there about the addiction around CBD. So we're going to clean up a whole lot of stuff today, because when you take a look at body, spirit, healing, mind, and you go back to founding fathers, which these two amazing women are going to take us on a journey about that, what we are finding now, and what many of you have found, is solutions where there weren't any. Alternatives where there were only pill potions to take, right? CBD versus opiate. I mean, we could go on about it, but today is to get into this book, to get into these ladies, their passion, their purpose about advice, recipes, meditations, alleviating ailments, connecting to spirit. Because if you don't have that full circle, like if you leave out connect to spirit, you're no. So today, fasten your seatbelt. We are going to get it on. Welcome to the show, Carrie, Cheryl. Great to have you both here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to ask each of you this question, because, you know, usually when I have conversations with people that write a book like this and that are passionate like you are, there's a story. And I want to ask each of you, what is it you had to bump through, go through, jump over, discover, right? So that you decided, oh, wait a minute. This is what we found. This is our message. This is what we want to talk about. Carrie, you want to go first?
Sure. My story probably starts literally back as a kid. I walked really bad pigeon-toed, and doctors didn't know what was wrong with me. And this is, you know, back in the 70s. Fast forward until I was 29 years old, and I had x-rays done on my hips, and the doctor said he'd never seen anything like it because I had hairline cracks all throughout my pelvic bone. And so he sent me to a specialist who said I had rheumatoid arthritis, congenital hip disease, ankylosing spondylitis, fibromyalgia, and an unspecified, because they didn't know what it was, immune disorder. I spent the next 13 years on opiates and had no idea that I was addicted to them. I didn't know. It was before the opiate crisis. They just kept putting me on more and more and more. And at one point I was taking 6 different opiates, which included a 100-milligram fentanyl patch that was on my body at all times. I would kind of doze off while I was driving. Wasn't safe. Those 13 years of my life are kind of a blur. I don't remember a whole lot about them. And I was still in pain. I was still in pain. I was doing all of this and nothing worked. When I was 32 years old, I was using a walker. That was 20 years ago. And I was using a walker. And I just on a whim, I bought a Groupon for acupuncture and decided to try that instead. I'm like, there's nothing to lose at this point. So I started going to acupuncture, and after 3 months, I went back and I fired my rheumatologist, and I told him that he was really an awful person for just sitting there and keep putting me on drug after drug after drug and never really addressing the issue, because I quit everything cold turkey in 3 months. And now I know you're not supposed to do that. That's really bad.
Right.
That's really bad. I got really sick and I thought it was the flu. No, it was detox.
We all went through that, right? I mean,
yeah.
You don't know what you don't know until then you know it, right?
Had no idea.
But you're at that point of desperation, right, you're going to do whatever it takes, aren't you?
Yeah. And I was doing really good. And then I got cancer. And they wanted to put me back on pain meds. And I had a lot of issues with, it wasn't so much the cancer, it was after the cancer, it was breast cancer. And then I had a breast reduction, a bilateral breast reduction. And I got this really bizarre, really incredibly rare infection. And I spent 6 months on a PICC line, on antibiotics, all kinds of crud. And they wanted me back on pain pills. And by this time, they knew there was an opiate crisis. So I didn't want to take them. They weren't going to give me enough to deal with the pain anyway. So I had a lot of friends that had medical cards in Illinois already. So I just started smoking weed for the pain, and it worked. Mm-hmm. I had smoked, you know, occasionally in my younger days, but never a lot. And I smoke every day now, and it keeps my pain in check. Mm-hmm. When it doesn't, I boost it with CBD. When I go out of state and I'm too scared to try and take anything with me,
right,
I use my CBD instead. That's how I first started using CBD. Was I went to Mardi Gras and 19,000 steps in one day, my body was not used to. So I was using a lot of the CBD drops when I was down in New Orleans to help really control a lot of my inflammation, and it did wonders. So I smoke more regular THC cannabis, and I back it up more with CBD. Well, I know other people do just the opposite.
Well, and exactly, for those people that are listening to this show, and I'm going to be the first to say this to you all, if you are in the realm of 12-step programs, addiction and recovery, what we're talking about is not going to be all for you, right? If you're right. in those programs, you got a sponsor, you go talk to your sponsor. Yeah. So whatever we're talking about here today, there are options. Everything from hemp oil to different variations of that, there is relief that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And so, but you have to be thinking about what your alternatives are. Because even if that's you and you are in one of those programs and you are on a pain med, there are options for you. But today's show is much more than that. Cheryl, I want to ask you about this. And thank you so much, Carrie, for sharing that. You know, look at for you, what hit you? Because your book doesn't just talk about you both. Went, this book doesn't just talk about this, that, or the other thing. You really take a deep dive into forefathers, into the some of the history of this.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, I think the three of us will agree that generally speaking, every time there is a decision that's made on this, the level of economics that factors into the decision can also be opposing to the healing benefits of any natural mm-hmm. medicinal plant, right? Mm-hmm. But Cheryl, how about you? What, you know, what was it? Was it a 2x4 or a feather that got you interested in this?
Oh, it was a huge 2x4, let me tell you. So it was in 2017, and I had a very lucrative career as a global marketing executive for a financial technology company. I worked from home. I was on conference calls most of the time. Pretty easy job, right? You would think it wouldn't. But it wasn't. It was high pressure and a lot of stress. And there was a lot of shuffling and posturing and all the corporate garbage that goes along with that. Along with a family situation that came up and that was pretty troublesome. And my family needed my help and was playing competitive sports. And took on some leadership positions. So I was running constantly, work, my volunteer work with roller derby, and then now this family situation that came up. My son had a beautiful baby girl, and the mother had left when she was a month old. And so everybody in the family circled around. And what it had done is brought up things from my past that I thought I'd put to bed, and it didn't. It manifested. So all of this stuff, work stress, sports, extracurricular stress, and then the family stress. I started to have Crohn's disease type symptoms. So some gut issues. I wasn't sleeping. I was becoming agitated constantly, melting down, having trouble getting along with people, including at work. And it all just culminated and picked me up and put me right on my head. My husband, you know, was like, well, you just work from home. Why can't you just compartmentalize this? I couldn't. You know, it seemed easy. I mean, he gets up and leaves the house and goes to work every day. And I didn't have to do that. But that doesn't matter. I love to be authentic, and I am. I'm not a status quo type person. So there was a lot of corporate BS that I just was not handling well or professionally either. So I went on medical leave, and at that point, I was dealing with two concussions from playing sports, other injuries from sports, mental health issues from stress, all while trying to support my son who was working and had a 1-month-old baby at home. So I crashed. I had a neurologist. I had a colon doctor, whatever they call those, gastroenterologist. I had a psychiatrist and a family doctor, a rheumatologist. And they all had meds for me. They all had lots of meds for me. And then when I started to get... I'm getting very emotional. So when I started to get secondary effects, I started to get a heart condition called QT prolongation, and they see it in serotonin syndrome. When I started to get that, none of the doctors wanted to deal with that. Well, you'll need to talk to the neurologist. You'll need to talk to this, go see this cardiologist. You need to talk. So the psychiatrist's answer was, well, let's put you on a blood pressure pill to try to regulate your heart. So their answer was, let's do more meds. Oh, you're still not sleeping? Let's add another sleeping pill. let's add this other pill. So at the end of it, I was taking about 15 pills a day, one for Crohn's, a bunch for sleeping and stress. I mean, it was just a mess. And I wasn't getting better, and I wasn't sleeping through the night. And if I wasn't sleeping through the night, I had no chance the next day to function, make good decisions about food, my relationships, helping my family, any of that. So my son said, why don't you try CBD? And the farm bill hadn't passed yet. And I'm like, well,
none of the bills, none of the bills,
I'm about
right?
That pot life. I'm not about that pot life. I'm, you know, educated. I'm a community person. I'm an upstanding, you know, and my husband was like, whoa, no. But I did. And I found a good brand. I got burned a couple of times. I found a good brand. What CBD has done for me, and I'm also now a medical cannabis patient, but the first thing it did for me was it gave me a good night's sleep. It didn't cure everything all the time. It didn't like, it's not like a pill. Here, take this pill. Everything's going to be better. I got a good night's sleep. And then from there, I was able to manage my relationships or choose a healthy breakfast instead of one where I'm just dragging, eat and run out the door kind of thing. So I use CBD for sleep. And then I told my doctors about it, and they were all very positive, except the psychiatrist, who likened my CBD use to dealing with my issues with alcohol. So I went to my family doctor and I said, here's where I'm at. He said, look, fire your psychiatrist. I'll manage your meds from here. The other doctors were on board with it. And I just managed going off my medication a little at a time. Yeah. We tapered it down while I added better coping skills and more natural remedies in my toolkit. Yeah. And I'm still trying to figure out what that is. But that was 5 years ago. So fast forward to today, I am not on any pharmaceuticals, and I don't knock anybody who takes them. It's fine. Please take pharmaceuticals if you need them.
Yep.
But if you think that there's a thing that possibly the pharmaceuticals are not working for you, I strongly encourage you to look into plant-based and natural wellness modalities, not only ingesting like CBD, but all the other modalities out there, like Carrie mentioned acupuncture or seeing a naturopath or your diet. Or how about saying no when everybody is saying, can you do this? And mom, I need this. And I need da-da-da-da-da. No, put yourself first. And I didn't have any of those tools because I was just running.
Yeah. That's why I wanted to ask you each that question. Thank you both for that. I want to say this, we are not doctors. So for all of you, Facebook, YouTube, let us be very clear about this disclaimer. And Jacob, you can take the disclaimer in the front of their book and put it up on our YouTube in the edit. Here's what we want to say to you as we continue a very in-depth experiential research-based conversation we're going to have, because that's what the book is about. So know this, using, distributing, or selling cannabis is a federal crime and may be illegal in your state or even local vicinity. So it is up to you all. It's your responsibility to check that out, check your laws, and make sure you pay attention to this. Now, look, we can only provide you with shows like this to give you information about what we have discovered and what we have used. And I want to say this, a number of years back, you heard us here on the show do an entire series on autism. And when we did that, you heard moms and dads come on and talk about, you know, what they were discovering as part of the conversation, as part of the book that we have today, CBD for your health, mind, and spirit, Carrie Connor, Cheryl Cryer. Look, I really commend you for bringing this to the forefront now, because what I love about what you did is you talk about what we think we know. You give us a history about founding fathers, and then you talk about a section which I want to get to in the book, if I could, before we go to break. I love this. Science is your friend. When I got to this part in the book, I said, oh, okay. And I love this because you're right. So before we get a bunch of emails, the book says, and it's clearly this, science is your friend. Fraud will happen across the board. Hello. You know, growing up on the streets of New York, it doesn't matter whether you're doing things from the streets of New York or you're doing it from a reputable person. You have to do your homework and understand your science. How important, Carrie, is the science in this? Let's have a science. Let's have a little science fair today.
It's one of the most important things. I don't remember what TV shows did. It was probably all of the TV news stations at one point, you know, like Primetime Live 2020, all those different ones years ago when CBD was first really starting to come out. They went around and they bought a bunch of it from different places and then they tested it. And they found out most of it was not CBD. There was none in it. So you have to know what you're buying. You have to do, the phrase do your own research has gotten a bad kind of connotation lately, but you have to do your own research. Make sure your dealer has the licenses that they're supposed to have. Don't go to the gas station and just pick up something. Don't do that, because honestly, that's where you're going to find the most of your fake products. And if you try CBD 10 years ago or 5 years ago, and you're like, oh, it didn't do anything for me, chances are what you were trying 5 years ago might not even have been CBD. They're a lot more stricter about those things now to make sure that it's actually containing what it says it contains. But there's scams. There's scams out there. There's so many scams. It's crazy. So yes, you have to look for evidence of what you are buying is the real thing.
I love that we're talking about this. I'm going to hop over to you, Cheryl, in a minute. And the reason I'm doing this is because if you lived in the Pacific Northwest, we had a really cool legislator back in the day. Benny, correct me if I'm wrong. Christine Gregoire, our governor, way back, like before Jay Inslee, right? She was so forward-looking. I wonder where the heck she go. And one of the voting bills, you know how they have those bills that the people vote on? Remember, like you can vote on the ticket, right? Like vote for this if you want. Very cool in one election, right? So we had two things in the state of Washington. We had a governor that brought this into law. Right. We had a governor that brought same-sex marriages into law. We were probably, I think we were the only state at the time that had a governor that said, okay, this is a law. And then we had a people's vote. You know, at election when you have the vote. The logic from some political folks, as I was told, was let's put the same-sex marriage on the same ticket as the cannabis legalized marijuana ticket. Let's put them together because chances are marijuana will get passed and same-sex gay rights marriage will not. Well, that didn't work in the state of Washington. They both overwhelmingly, boom, right through the gate.
Wonderful.
Why? So let's just talk about the foundational history and let's just talk about we've come a long way, baby.
Yes.
Back in the day, in our state, we knew this was a movement. We knew it. We knew that the home of Bastyr, one of the most prestigious, you know, people that come out of Bastyr University, I mean, the credentials are just off the chart. We also know there was a rise in chronic illness in this country. And many people traveled to other countries. They traveled down to Mexico. Mm-hmm. They were traveling to China. And so pain was and still is an issue. And I wanted to ask you both, this is not a book just about science, right? But this is a book that says, let me talk about the magic of this. You women cover everything from dosing, right, to dowsing. And like you're shaking your head like you know what I mean. How important was it to really explain to people this is flower-infused oil, this is TH, this is TH, this is cannabis, this is hemp. Tell us about why you went to such length to help clarify these things, right? Cheryl, I'm going to hit you up first.
Okay.
I'm taking turns, right? Going to go back. But
that's fine.
You could have written a very different book, ladies. you could have written a different book. It could have been like, let's just pull stuff from here. But you said, no, we got to give people solutions with this. No?
Yes, totally true. The reason why I think Carrie and I got so technical is because it matters. You have to look at what am I trying to treat first before you know how am I going to use it. For example, if you're trying to treat a painful knee and it's just your knee, you may want to do a topical.
Right.
Or let's say you're in a fibro flare and you are just, your whole body is in pain. You're going to need to get it into your bloodstream so you can systemically lower your inflammation or take a hot bath or whatever. The fact is that, and plus it comes in so many forms. Another reason why we got so technical is because there is so many variations. There are isolates. There are broad spectrums where the THC is removed. There are full spectrums, and all of those matter as well. There's just so many technical aspects, and we want to make it easy for the reader. And I think Carrie does a really good job of doing that. She just really simplifies things. However, you are going to see it in many forms. I mostly use it, use the oils. They're already extracted. I'm very picky about the bulk oils I purchase in my business. And they all carry this U.S. Hemp Authority seal. And that's important for me as a small business owner, because I want to tell my consumers that we are science-based. We are education first over making that sale. And here are all the facts if you want to dig deeper, which plainly speaks on what you're getting. Is it an isolate? Is it a full spectrum? Where did it come from? What is the toxicity or the solvents that were used, et cetera, et cetera. It all matters. The number one thing I hear when a customer comes up, well, the naysayers, they'll come up and they'll say, oh, I tried CBD. It did not work for me.
Right.
And I hear that a lot. And I would say, and then I will ask questions. Well, what did you use? Oh, something I got on Amazon. Oh, really? Well, Amazon does not sell CBD. All of that advertising is false. Don't buy CBD on Amazon because there is no CBD to be found there at all. Or they'll say, oh, I just picked up this thing while I was at Marshall's or something. So,
or the grocery store. I like the grocery store story.
Yeah, or somebody will send me a text and they'll find CBD for your infuser in your home. Well, that's not going to do anything. Wouldn't it be nice? You have a Christmas party over and you just put that in the infuser and then everybody just calms down and
get along.
But
I'd like to put that in the halls of Congress right now. If you
yes, I would care too. Well, and Russia,
oh my God, I'm going to get emails about that. The reason I'm asking you about this, because I want to take a moment, Cheryl, for you, we're going to go to break. What are the websites? I want people to know how to get a copy of the book, first of all. But not only that, both of you have websites. And Cheryl, you have a website that really breaks a lot of this down. The book is so compact, jam-packed, well done, that when we're going to come back, we're going to jump over to mind, spirit, what? Cheryl, well, what's your website? And then Carrie, your website. And we got to tell people how to get the book.
Certainly. So I am a licensed hemp processor and have a CBD company. I have two companies. You can find them all at crybabywellness.com. You can find everything for humans, for pets, and all my products that were formulated to treat myself and my family members. I stumbled into being in this business. I really didn't think in a million years I would be doing what I'm doing, but I'm so glad I am now. Mm-hmm. But crybabywellness.com, and you can get the book through Llewellyn or Amazon or Barnes and everywhere. It's everywhere.
Yeah, and I want to say this. I need to hold this up because I just got a text message from somebody. So what I'm holding up is the press cut that comes out. Yes, this is a book that has been published by Llewellyn. So I just want you to know, somebody asked me, is this a self-pub? No. Thank you, our buddies at Llewellyn. Thank you, Kat, for sending this to us. Okay, that's the press cut. Carrie, how about you? Give us the skinny.
My website is carrieconner.com. And I have, we'll have Cheryl and I have to get together and we're going to do like some signings so that we'll each have books available that are signed too. Mm-hmm. And I'll put up on the, I don't know if you're doing that or not, Cheryl, but I got on my webpage, like all of our events of where we'll be for signings and stuff.
Oh, come on.
Started finally updating it yesterday. I've been so behind on updating the webpage.
Yeah,
I'm working on another book right now. So it's kind of weird. I haven't actually seen it. You held up the book and I got excited because I haven't seen the book yet.
Well, you already put us on your website. We got to send you more information about our show put on your website, and we'll send you, once this is done, we'll send it to you. But you're kerriconnor.com, K-E-R-R-I, Connor.com. Got that?
Yes.
And then, yes, you really heard this right. Just go over to Cry Baby CBD. You got that? Yep. When we come back, here's where we're going to go, because this is like the coolest thing. For hundreds and thousands even years, mental clarity, peacefulness, versions of enlightenment, healing the body, creating a spiritual space, this has been going on. And when both Kerri and Cheryl wrote this book, they didn't leave it out. When we come back, the mind. But we're going to make a few distinctions because we got to get schooled. CBD, hemp, THC, how much, how little, how do I pick it out, what's in it, what's not. If I put a topical called Dragon Bomb, whatever that thing is that going to get me high? It does work, but is that going to get... We're going to answer some questions, and we're taking your call, 1-800-930-2819. Give us a call, right? And then we've got a giveaway. We have one pain relief gift set, retail $60. 1-800-930-2819. And we need to make sure that, is that going to be a gift for, do they have to be from a certain state, or is that going to be legal across borders?
CBD is legal in all states.
Right. And then we got another one for the puppies. I already had a caller for the puppy one. Oh my gosh. Okay. 1-800-930-2819. And by the way, ask your questions, people. We got the experts here. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martinetemmons.com and make your appointment today.
Are both your life and mission passing you by? Are you wanting to step into the bigger reason why you're here? I'm Claudia Sam, your soul connection coach and host of the Be Happy Now show. It's possible to feel good to be you and to never burn out again. Hop on a free 20-minute clarity call with me to explore what life could be like if you could just say yes to yourself without the guilt. Go to ClaudiaSamSoulCoaching.com/yes.
Parenting isn't about perfection. I think we all know that. Parenting is about being present and honest, having compassion for your child and for yourself, communicating consciously and loving unconditionally. Tune into the Awakened Parent Project with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be an empowered parent through the techniques of the Conscious Parenting Community. To learn more about Susan, visit SusanDolce.com.
It takes courage to step into your calling and go for your dreams. Sabotage monsters can get in your way, preventing you from reaching your potential. You can choose to struggle alone, or you can choose community and support, someone to walk beside you, meeting you where you are. If you are ready to make real and lasting change, Coach Christine Clark is here for you. Find out more about one-on-one coaching and group programs with Coach Christine at sunglowtransformation.com.
Are you wondering who you are meant to be in this ever-changing world right now? Kelly Kay is a certified new paradigm multidimensional transformation energy healer, ready to assist you in this transformative process of expanding your consciousness. She helps you transmute your wounds and traumas into healing, growth, and wisdom, resulting in self-empowerment and freedom from fear. Visit enlightenedmedicine.com to learn more.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. So great to have all of you tune us in, turn us on. Thank you so much. We have two giveaways. Thank you for your generous giveaways here, ladies. Thank you so much. Kerry Connor, Cheryl Cryer, and I want to make sure you all know that if you want to find out more about Kerry, and she's right, she has just got a whole lot of stuff going on right there. KerryConnor.com, K-E-R-R-I, Connor.com, and Cheryl is crybabycbd.com. And I will remind all the social media networks that are picking us up, we have read the disclaimer. We know that distributing and selling cannabis is illegal in certain states. This show is about the science and about information and about experience, strength, and hope. And the book itself will take people on a deeper dive. And what I mean by a deeper dive, we're going to deeper dive into it right now. But Benny, for the moment, I would like to give away the pain relief gift set valued at $60. 1-800-930-2819. And please, if you do call in, we're going to need some information because Cheryl's got to call you. We just can't give this away. We got to talk to you. Okie dokie. Sounds good. The dog, the puppy thing is already gone. Somebody already texted my phone. How did I get that phone number? Yes, one Benny, one of the pain relief gift sets. Thank you. Unless Cheryl gets generous and we pop another one in later. Okay, let's talk about misinformation, myths, and what we need to straighten the record out for. A lot of confusion. You know, Kerry, you started out talking about smoking, but there is way more than that. Cheryl, you talked about oils and topical. Can we talk for a minute about the misinformation about the mind? Because you have an entire section in here. You break this down and you're like, okay, we're going to talk about the magic of the plant, but now we're going to talk about the mind. And I was pleasantly surprised you put this in here. Did you mean to put it in here to help people understand more about how all this works?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Kerry, you want to hit us up with that?
For me, a big part of why I included what I included in this book is because I hate being lied to. Hate being lied to probably more than anything else in the entire world. And when it turns out when I started learning about all forms of cannabis, I realized not only how much I'd been lied to by, you know, teachers and parents, but we were massively lied to by the government. We're supposed to think that CBD and THC and all of that is bad for you. That's how they convinced us to get rid of it. It's not bad for you.
It isn't one size fits all. I mean, let's just talk. No. I mean, we're going to get over to you, Cheryl. I know you're like biting your tongue right now. But we tend to say CBD and like we don't explain there are variations. There are some that have, you know, certain things in them. There are different doses. There is topical. There are oils. There
Everything.
Are all of the above. Right.
Yeah.
And
yes.
You decided to write about these things in your book. And we're going to get some recipes too, okay? God, I got to hurry up here. you decide to bring in here mind, body, and spirit. You didn't have to do that in a book like this, ladies. Why was that important?
It's the whole package. It's just the whole package. If you want to heal fully, you have to heal on all the levels. Healing, when you have, as the TikTok one is, emotional damage, it comes out. It comes out everywhere. It causes stress, which causes you to have more back aches, which causes you to have more stomach aches. It's all connected. If you want to be fully healed, you have to heal yourself in every way. Mm. And CBD can help do that. And there's a reason. It's because we have a system in our body that's made to work with cannabinoids. We have that system. We don't have a system in our body that's
made to work. Explain that. That's what I wanted you two to get to right there. Okay, because that there never gets talked about our innate physical aspect of us.
We have an endocannabinoid system inside of our bodies, which contain receptors that grab on to CBD and THC. And depending on which receptors grab which, they say things like, oh, wait a second, this isn't working right. Let's send some energy over there. And it does. And that's how I kind of look at them, is like they're little energy receptors that say, okay, what needs fixing? And then they go and fix it, because that's what they are literally designed mm-hmm. to do. We have a system in our body designed to work with mm-hmm. a plant.
I love this. Can I make a statement? And I'm just going to say disclaimer right now. I'm going to make a statement that's a personal common sense one. Our bodies are magical.
They are.
Mm-hmm. Let's think about this from a common sense point of view. If we go back more than thousands and thousands of years, how do we think that receptor that you just described in our body, how do you think that got there? Now, wait, going to give you like a guess. What if this had been part of our healing journey
all along,
tens of thousands of years? What if the body was able to create this just like it's created intuition for us? So just hold that thought. But I want to jump over to Cheryl, right? Can I read this from the book, you ladies? Okay, can I read this? Because this sums it up. Okay, we're going to jump on this now. We know CBD is great for physical ailments and to help the body function in its best level. But what about the mind? How does CBD affect it? Many people are afraid of CBD, afraid that CBD will be like its counterpart, THC, and give you a high feeling. This is a falsehood and simply not true. CBD will never get you high. Let's go on to talk about this, because there is a connection between what you go on to say, everything from talking about seizures, right? But there are things people need to know. Cheryl, you want to give us a little schooling on this?
Things that they need to know about the CBD?
CBD.
Sure. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I wasn't joking when I referenced, probably said it wrong, Dragon Balm. I wasn't joking about topical. I don't even remember the name. I know it's got a dragon on it. And the reason I brought it up is because if somebody can have a topical roll-on like that, that gets them off of opioids, okay, what's the upside? What's the downside? So the question I'm asking both of you, and I'll start with you, Cheryl, is...
Sure.
Let's explain to people what the misconception is and what the impact could be.
Sure, I got you now. So the misconception was apparent right off when I first started my business. I would pop up at our local farmers market and set up my little booth, and I would see mothers grab their children and walk the other way because of the stigma and the ideas that they had. And, you know, this was 5 years ago. So just before the farm bill passed. Now it's a little bit less so. But what people should know is, one, you need to be educated about what you're putting in your body and look at your THC. You should know, is there THC in this or is there not? Hemp is cannabis. So if anyone has in their mind that hemp is a separate plant, hemp is cannabis all day long, my friends. And so if you need call it hemp in order to make it better for you or to justify it to your partner, please do use hemp. Our government uses it. And I have to use it in my business to say it's hemp, but it is cannabis all day long. And it's just how it's bred. Higher THC plants are harder to grow. Lower THC, high CBD is a little easier to grow. But it's really the psychoactive, Carrie, what word am I? It's not, I don't want to use psychoactive. The high that you're thinking of is in the THC. And actually, they recommend that if you have taken too much CBD, you can lower your high by taking CBD, and it will cancel out the THC. The CBD is pretty amazing. And back to the endocannabinoid system, most of our receptors are in our brain. Then we have some that travel down our spine and through our periphery. And then we have another lot of them in our gut. Another thing I'd love to mention is that cannabis is not the only plant with cannabinoids. We can find cannabinoids in black pepper, in other adaptogenic superfoods. Now, are they CBD and THC? No, although copaiba has some type that's closer to that, but they're not. So we have this endocannabinoid system in our body that we only discovered in the late 90s. Why? Well, because it was a prohibited substance. We weren't looking at that because we thought that it was just this terrible thing that we should never see again, you know. But we have this endocannabinoid system that is the master regulator. So unlike taking a sleeping pill or unlike taking a Xanax or an opiate, a codeine or whatever, CBD works on your master balancing system to create this state called homeostasis.
Oh, wait a minute, because Benny's got something hot to ask you now based on what y'all just said.
Me. I'll talk about anything, Pat.
Benny, come on, we got to get an answer to this before the show's over. Benny, what was the question from our fabulous audience?
Yeah, we had Renee that called in. She had a question about the CBD, the topical option. Is it, will it help for sciatica?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I've seen CBD, a topical, the topical that I make.
Great.
It worked great for sciatic pain, although I would also recommend following up with some stretching and also looking at how to reduce other inflammation in your body in other ways. But yes, the topical that I make and other CBD topicals, there's a lot of great ones out there, should help reduce pain and inflammation topically within 10 minutes. And if it doesn't, you can reapply it.
Can you tell me, let's go to Crybaby, okay? Can we go to Crybaby CBD and just take a look so we can get Renee more specific? When I'm looking, I'm looking at your site. I'm looking at the topical pain relief. I'm looking at, I love the sticks. Is there anything here you would say to Renee? Hey, go over here, take a look at this or that. Could you help us out with that a minute?
And there's I make a few formulations, and I apologize, my website looks like it does. I'm undergoing.
Well, it's pretty good to me.
Thank you so much. I'm
finding what I'm looking for here.
So I have a regular strength topical, and then I have a 4XL topical. It's a little bit more pricey, but that the 4XL is the one that I would say, the 4XL stick is the one that I would say, if you've got chronic pain, bone on bone, neuropathies, very serious. You know, I played roller derby. I still play. So I've been playing roller derby for over 10 years and I'm pretty banged up. That 4XL stick really helps my repaired ankle and my knee that's crying all the time because I'm so hard on it. I would say the regular strength would be more like you strained maybe your hands gardening or you know, just a situational thing. Okay. But if you're dealing with chronic pain, you want more CBD. And then I infuse it with traditional Chinese pain liniment and some other herbs that that I made it. But then I make some other ones and I do custom for wellness centers and things like that. So, yeah, so that would be what I would recommend.
Okay. And by the way, I'm going to say the site again slowly. I know I said it fast. Crybaby CBD. And when you go there, there are different sections. You can take a look at gifts. There's oils, drops, but also take a look at the topical pain relief because there is one that I believe is 4 times the strength.
Yes.
So there you are. The thing I want to say, too, is that this is sometimes, yes, it is a science, but sometimes, and I would love for you, Carrie, to jump in on this. Sometimes it's more of an art than a science because this is not a one size fits all, and you have to find out what's going to work for you, right?
Yes.
Cheryl, thank you.
It's part of that whole do your own research thing, because what works for somebody isn't going to work for somebody else. And it you can change too. It's like, I smoke so much. I smoke so much that now it keeps me pain free. But now if I have a flare, which I still occasionally get a flare, like I have sciatica and I use Cheryl's, the 4X on my back, I use it on my sciatica. I also use her drops. But because I smoke so much, I get a higher tolerance level, which means then sometimes you have to increase it to get the same effects, which is one of the reasons why I don't use CBD all the time. It's because I do use the THC more often. So then that way, when I add in CBD, I'm getting more of an effect. And if I'm going to start, you have to give yourself a little break every now and then from the THC just to be able to lower your levels back down. So when I do that, I also have to up my CBD. So the CBD also helps keep me from being too THC'd.
Well, no, what you're saying is, and this is really an important conversation because you all, I can't believe the hour has gone by so quickly. You know, this is an important conversation because now it taps into the spiritual nature of what we're talking about. The spiritual nature of what we're talking about is really looking at the whole system and understanding that there is a way that we have to weave things in. It really is about balancing. It's not about obsessing and it's not about addicting. It really is, you know, of looking at what your body is saying to you, right? What your heart is
very much
for, and what spirit is engulfing in all of this. Right? Wow. The hour has gone by. I have a couple of minutes left and I want to just tell everybody, yes, you can get a copy of the book. Again, thanks to our friends at Llewellyn. Thank you for sending both Carrie and Cheryl our way. And Carrie is Carrie Connor, K-E-R-R-I, Connor.com. And Cheryl is Crybaby CBD, and everything she's talking about is there. Also, you can call, you could ask questions, all of the above. I want to ask each of you, I know there's a lot we talked about and a lot we didn't. I would like to ask each of you your personal message. You know, we've talked about some things, but what do you really want people to hear from each of you? Carrie, do you want to pop in first on that?
Sure. Don't be afraid to try something new. Really, don't be afraid to try something new. Don't, because I listened to doctors for so long. You know, some things I'm totally going to go back to doctors for when I have to. I mean, I see the doctor about my thyroid, but by experimenting, I learned that I was able to control my pain better than they were. And it's kind of like you said, you have to listen to your body. When I started using both THC and CBD, I can honestly say I became a heck of a lot more connected to my own body. I can feel my own body more. It's like I've discovered muscles I didn't know I had. Just things that it really helps you connect to yourself. And when you connect to yourself more, it's easier to see what's wrong and what needs to be fixed.
Wow. Thank you so much. Cheryl, how about you?
Well, I would like to say, ask questions, ask a lot of questions and don't always take their answer. I've noticed, you know, doctors are humans. They're just going by what they're learning and what their practice has taught them. But there are many other modalities that may also provide answers and you have to ask questions. That's really what I want to take away is that, CBD has given me more than medication can. If it ever comes to a point where I need to go back on medication, I certainly will consider that. But so far, through CBD and plant wellness, I have been able to treat my issues along with lifestyle change and that, you know, it's an onion. But I would say ask questions. Don't feel trapped that you have to take this answer just because they have a medical degree or they're the one writing the script. You are in charge of your health. That's what I would like to say.
And the question that came in for me had to do with sleeping. But one of the things that I will tell you about the book, when you go ahead and get the book, there are recipes in here. There are ways to take a bath. Also, the question came in about sleeping. If you go to Crybaby CBD, what you're going to find are various other solutions for that.